B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Well, happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. It is Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. You know, it's funny. I have to write down the date every day. So I have all my notes in my notebook. I write down the date. I've always done that. But now I have to put the day of the week because I half the time don't remember if it's, say, Wednesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday. I have no idea. As they blend together, and it leads me to my topic today that I really kind of want to get into. And we have done this before. I have, because I've been doing this for 20 years, right? So I have, when I tell you, stacks of notebooks that I've kept. I mean, I could fill a small room with notebooks of just all my notes and everything that I would write. Every time I have an idea, I write it down in a notebook. Like, oh, that's an interesting conversation. Or I might have a conversation with one of my friends or my cousin or whatever. And I'll write it down and go, oh, I got to bring it to the air. And I have these notebooks and notebooks. I hear something, I write it down. I'm constantly writing on the notebook. So I keep it. I have one on my phone, too. I do that. I do the electronic stuff. But I do have these notebooks, and I have stacks of them. And, you know, there are times when I go back and reread them, and there's some interesting stuff that we've done that we could bring back and make it kind of topical for today. But one of the things that we used to do, and I was reading this the other day, was every once in a while we would say, oh, my God, could you imagine if there were no sports? And we go to all this riff of, you know, the day sports disappeared. And it usually happened with labor strife. Oh, my. The owners and the players. So far away. Could you imagine if there's no football? Well, we've just endured this. We are enduring, present tense, the idea of no sports. And now we've got time under our belt. Now we've got over a month. And I wanted to kind of talk to you guys and spend the day really diving into this thing. How much do you miss it? How much what do you miss the most? I got a series of questions off of that. How much do you miss it? Can you live without it? What have you done in place of it? Look, we all know how much time we spend watching games. What have you done? Whether it's watching games, follow along with the draft, or whatever it is. I mean, there's just so much. I mean, mock drafts you're going to read, right? I mean, in a normal spring, you got Phillies you're reading about, you're watching it. You got playoffs, both NHL, NBA, Sixers, Flyers, whatever it is. You got lots to do around now. What have you done? Surprisingly, I thought I would be worse. Now, don't get me wrong. I can't live without it. I mean, I can't. I can't live without it. I mean, there's no way in the world I can live without it. But I thought it would be a worse endeavor for me. I'm still, you know, maybe because I have a little perspective that I can't feel miserable about not having sports when, you know, we got people in a life and death situation. So maybe that's part of it. But I thought I would be climbing the walls more. I thought that that's what it would be, a lot worse than it is. But you think back, and we missed The stretch run of the NBA season, the stretch run of the NHL season, the Flyers season, in which they had been playing such great hockey. We have missed so far NHL playoffs and now NBA playoffs. We have missed the NCAA tournament, the conference tournament, Championship Sunday, the Selection Sunday, all of the NCAA tournament, and the Masters. We have missed Major League Baseball, opening day across parks around the country. We have missed it. And you look back and you go, oh, man, that's a lot of events. So today, it's about how are we dealing about the loss of something we love so dearly. Good morning, Judas.
Good morning, Anthony. How are we?
You know what? Today's the day I start coming out of my skin a little bit. Like, we miss a lot during this thing, right? Like, we miss a lot of the social gathering, going to bars. You know, we love going to bars, right? We miss getting together, certainly miss going to games. But the sports angle, dude, we have missed prime events. This isn't like, all right, well, you know, it's the All-Star break, right? We even missed the entire spring calendar.
Yes. We missed the coming out of one of the worst times in sports, and that is the stretch post-Super Bowl until March Madness, right? Like, we got at it. We got through that. We had the XFL, who nobody really cared about, so it's not like we really had sports. We had a disappointing Sixers season, and we also had the Flyers, who were sort of us keeping us above water. But that's one of the worst times in sports. It's that stretch in February where you have nothing else going on. We got through it, and then all of a sudden everything went away before we even got it. Like, we were like a week away from all these good things, and they all went away from us.
I know. We were about to start something amazing, right? We were about to embark on that incredible time. I mean, I got to tell you, I miss it.
Oh, yeah, right? It's depressing. Big time. You know?
I mean, I miss it big time. And we don't have any of that. All right, first, I'll ask you this. Are you surprised? Do you miss it more? Do you miss it less? Where are you at?
I will say this. Obviously, I miss it. I miss not having a Sixers game or a Flyers game at 7 o'clock. I miss so much the 1 o'clock Phillies game on a Sunday. Like, that got ripped from me. Like, I miss not doing something from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on a Sunday. But personally, Anthony, I've kind of been lucky that I've been going through a move during this entire stretch.
Yes.
I've been so busy, and I've been so productive at home.
Yeah.
I was out in the yard on Sunday from 1:30 in the afternoon until 4:30 in the afternoon, quickly ran to the grocery store before it closed, got back, continued working in the yard, and then cooked dinner before my wife came home on Easter Sunday with no interruptions. Because there was no, oh, the Phillies game is on. Let me sit down and have a beer. Oh, the Sixers are on today. It's a 3:30 Sunday night tip or Sunday afternoon tip. I got to get ready to watch that. I've been productive.
Well, you know what's funny? You have been productive. So you have been outside. First of all, you moved.
Yes.
And then you got to do, so you moved. Then you did all your yard work, and you're a yard guy.
I got sunburned on Sunday. Like, right. I don't get like deathly sunburned because right. I have, you know, Eastern European skin. But I mean, I got red.
What's that mean, Eastern European skin? I thought that was pale skin. No,
no, no, no. My Lithuania, Latvia, and Poland. They we get pretty tan.
Really?
Oh yeah, I'll get dark come summertime.
Oh, you're like black Irish.
I get the olive skin.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought that was only the Western Europeans.
No, I get it too.
The Italy, Spain. That's nice. See, we're all much alike. Everybody's alike.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the biggest fallacy is that we're like somehow different. Like our cultures are different, yeah, without a doubt, but we're all the same.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, I've been very productive doing all kinds of stuff, not just yard work, doing work at home. Like I've been doing a lot of stuff and I've had no distractions. Now I miss those distractions. I won't tell you that much.
Right.
Because there's no, oh, why you stop? Why'd you stop working? You don't have a game to watch.
No, I know. I know. I've, it's funny. We have either, like, so you're working in the yard. I've decided to become a chef.
There you go.
I've been cooking. I've made everything.
Because we're trying to find things.
I do it for the kids, right?
Yes.
Like, so it's easy, right? It's easy. I like the cooking thing. It reminds me, talking about cultural, right? Reminds me of growing up.
Right.
You know, like, we never went out to eat growing up.
Right.
Like, I'm older than you. So, growing up, we got pizza. Like, my mother made pizza. Like, if we got a pizza, it was a big deal. Like, my grandmother, everybody made pizza. Like,
yeah.
They cooked every day. Like, I realized how much we eat out, right? Like, just our society.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Grab this, grab that, because you don't feel like cooking, but you're home. There's like no excuse, right? And all the places are closed. You got to get curbside. It's kind of so you're home more. And so I gotta go back to the culture,
right? And I talked about this.
Yankees doing this.
I talked about this on Saturday. I'm not. It's not like we're trying to kill time because we have an appreciation of time. You talked about this a lot. And when baseball comes back, maybe baseball gets a nice bolt of excitement from a lot of people because we now have more of an appreciation of time. But because there's absolutely nothing going on, you can't just sit there because then you'll lose your mind. You'll go and see, like, we have to keep busy to keep our minds moving. That's why I'm fortunate that we still get to work. That's why I'm fortunate, Anthony. Quite frankly, I like that I get to come in here every day because it's like, all right, I'm getting out of the house. I'm coming over here.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's the same thing at home. It's like, I can't just sit and watch TV on my one day off for 24 hours or I'll go insane.
But think about it, though. Think about that for a second. You know, there's that thing called a staycation.
Yes.
Right? People go stay home and hang out, whatever. I mean, it's basically been a month. Right? We went on lockdown about March 12th.
It was a month ago on Saturday.
Right. We're talking a month. That's it. A month. Think about that for a second. It's only been a month.
Feels like it's been a year.
Right? It totally has. Completely. I'm going to meet a guy today. All right? I'm going to go meet a guy today, social distance in a park, for a project I'm doing, who spent 34 years in prison, including a lot of time in the hole.
Huh, all right.
Years of, like, I was thinking about him going, man, that's a lot of time, man. We're at a month.
Yeah.
And we got the Creature Comforts, right?
Yes.
You got Creature Comforts.
We got Netflix still.
Exactly.
We got the Hulus. We got the Comcast.
That's why we're creeps to complain, let alone what happened in 1919, right? In the Spanish flu. Yeah. I mean, those poor people, you're quarantined with what? Sticks? You know what I'm saying?
Playing with Lincoln Logs.
Right.
But you made the Lincoln Logs.
Right, exactly. So, the point is, I won't complain. Like, to me, it's weak. That's why, listen, it's a short period of time. We just got to get through it. But I do want to get the conversation steered toward sports. We've now been away from sports big events for a month. How are you handling it? How have you handled it? All right, we're just getting started. It's Cuz Radio with Shunis. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Hanging out on a Tuesday. That's just like a Monday or a Wednesday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, welcome back. Cuz Radio with Jonas right here on 97.5 Fanatic. So as we sit here this Tuesday morning, I thought about it. I woke up and I was like, wow, it's been a month. And what do I miss the most? So I came up with a couple questions. And I'll run it by the audience, but I want to start with you. All right, Jonas? The first question is, what specifically do you miss the most? All right? And that is NHL playoffs. And that includes, like, the end of the regular season.
Right.
NBA, MLB, NCAA tournament / Masters. All right?
Wow, so I have to pick between those four?
Yeah. Which of those four have you missed the most? Like, four major, five, really. But I'm putting the tournament and the Masters together because they're both national events. But, you know, Flyers NHL, Sixers NBA, so you have your local and your global, and then you got baseball. And the start of baseball is always my favorite time. Even more, like, I love the playoffs. Like, playoff baseball is the best.
Right.
But I love when the real games start.
Yes.
I actually miss it. I miss everything about it. I'm a geek. I play fantasy baseball. I miss that. I miss just watching the games. I miss the sport. Now, you know, like everybody else, come, you know, July, August, I'm done, right? Not done, but I'm bored. But, man, April, I am like, I can't get enough of it.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm finding myself playing way too much MLB 2K on the Xbox. Right, like, because I miss the sports so much that I've been playing, like, I get a lot of work done until about, like, 11 o'clock at night, and then I'll find myself playing that till last night, 1 in the morning. And I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go to bed, but I miss baseball so much that I need to get my, that's my fix right now, is MLB 2K on the Xbox.
Are you, one bad habit, we were talking about this last week, but my biggest bad habit is, man, I stay up way too late.
Yes, and mine is playing the video games too late, because once you turn the video game on, you're not playing for 10 minutes.
No.
Like, all of a sudden, 2 hours will go by. So I've been doing a lot of work from home, not just like yard work, but some side projects here and there. And at a point, your brain is fried, right? Like at 11 o'clock at night, I can't think anymore, and I don't want to do anything incorrectly. So I'm like, all right, what's the mindless game I could do? And it's MLB, because all you got to do is pull the stick back, flick it forward, and that sounds great, and you're hitting home runs. And it's like, okay, that's great. I got baseball back. You're barely touching any buttons. But, I mean, all of a sudden, it's 1 in the morning, because 2 hours go by.
I know. It's bad, man. It really is. I feel you. Because I feel the same way. Like, I go, oh, my God. Like, and I like it, too, because the kids, I've been playing with the kids. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is great. You know, all that stuff.
But to answer your question, I think it goes day by day for me almost. Ultimately, it's baseball, right? Like, I missed out on the start of my favorite sport. But right now, today, my current feeling, and it's probably because of the playback that we're doing today. Oh, my God. I wish I could watch the Flyers play in the playoffs right now.
So you go Flyers playoffs number one.
Because ultimately, playoffs,
this has a little bit of a running tally.
Okay. Because playoffs trumps regular season. And baseball, to me, the incredible beginning of the season for all teams, opening day, opening weekend. You know, the lineups, the entire rosters are on the foul lines, the third base foul line, the first base foul line. Like, I love all that. I get geeked up over that. You know, I get warm, fuzzy feelings about that kind of stuff. But we're now, what, we would be 2 weeks into the baseball season. So today, 2 weeks into the regular season for baseball versus hockey playoffs, to me, it's not a competition. So I would go NHL playoffs, Flyers playoffs, especially because of how well they were playing and how exciting they were down the stretch, and we got robbed of something special.
Wow, so, and you do that over Sixers and NBA.
Because, I mean, right now, yeah. Did I have any confidence? I thought the Sixers had a chance of losing in the first round. I mean, if they finish sixth and they face the Celtics, I know that they beat the Celtics 3-1 in the regular season. Sixers were leaking oil, especially with Ben Simmons. We still don't know what's going on with Ben.
Yeah.
I mean, going into the playoffs, I could have thought that they would lose in 5-6 games in round one.
I know.
So no, why would I pick them over the Flyers?
No, listen, that's all true. That's all true, man, without a doubt. There's just there's a part of me that I kind of go back and forth. And the other thing, too, is I got to be real with you. I love the tournament.
Masters,
but I love it. I mean, the tournament, dude.
I know. I love it because one of my favorite things about the tournament is because, let's face it, Temple's never really that much of a factor. So I love the tournament because I have no rooting interest except for maybe a few bets that I put down. So I love those kinds of things where I can just watch a game and just enjoy the beauty of the game and enjoy the excitement of the game and not care who wins, again, unless I have money on it. So that's kind of why the tournament is a lot for me. But, I mean, I had a rooting interest with the Flyers.
Yes. Yeah, no, dude, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, Flyers playoffs. I guess, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking the longer it goes, the more I'll miss the Flyers. Right? Like, we just started the playoffs. But, like, if it's the end of April, May, I'd probably miss Flyers. And remember, here's the other thing, too, to your point about the Flyers and why it's a good one. It's been a while.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's been a while. Like, we had Sixer playoffs last 2 years. We haven't had a Flyers playoffs in 5 years.
Yeah, and 5 years ago, you weren't feeling good. Yeah. Right? That was the year where they lost 10 games in the regular season, and they lost 10 straight. Yeah. And then they won 10 straight.
Right.
And that 10-game winning streak sort of got them into the playoffs. But at the same time, you weren't like, oh, they're coming in hot. They're like, no, they just sort of got in.
I mean, the fact that we would have it as a legit cup contender, that's another thing to miss. But I do Major League Baseball opening day.
Yeah, and I love that.
Phils, like, you know, the playback. We've been all fillied up. And then, come on, man, at NBA on a Saturday, 4 games. Sunday, 4 games.
Yeah, but then again, it's 4 games, one of them being the Sixers, and I'm like, all right, here we go. Whereas Flyers, it's 4 games, and you're like, okay, here we go, let's go.
No, but
feel the shake, man.
I know. But I'm just saying, just the idea of playoff. Like, I love when the playoffs Saturday, and you got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. Oh, my God. I wouldn't move all day, right? You're watching games all day long. All right. I got a lot of more questions along those lines. Let's open up the phone line, shall we? Chris in Yardley gets us started. Chris, good morning. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning, Ian. How are we, sir?
What's going on, my brother?
Oh man, I'm losing my mind like everybody else, but I'm doing it like a gentleman. That's the best way I can say.
Amen, man. Amen, brother. Good, proud of you.
I've had I call it because of what you guys are talking about. Like, I do miss sports, but I'm sadly not sad over it. You know what I mean? Like, I would imagine that I want to watch a Phillies game. The Flyers were getting you all excited, right? So there's so many things for us to get excited about. But if somebody told me tomorrow that I wasn't going to have the Eagles, it would be a level of sadness I couldn't explain. It would be like that feeling you get right after a playoff loss And for 2 weeks, you don't want to talk to anybody, and you just, you know, everybody's calling up and they're mad, and you just feel like, that's what I would feel like if we lost the NFL.
Well, you know, it's interesting because that's one of the questions I wrote down. That would you, does it matter with the other three sports versus football? Like, the ultimate Sophie's choice. Would you sacrifice all three sports?
Yes.
For football?
Yes.
Wow, the ultimate Sophie's choice. You do it.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I have watched the Eagles Super Bowl more times in the last month than I care to count. And I'm going to say this without any hyperbole. I cry every freaking time. As soon as I see that clock, and I remember, there's nothing. Look, I remember when we won the World Series with the Phillies. Oh, that was great. That was such an amazing experience. I'm 40 years old, so I don't remember championships. That was like the first one I could wrap my head around. It's like, yeah, this is fantastic. And then Eagles won, and it was like, what? No. I mean, you have people, grown adults. I guarantee you right now in the Delaware Valley, there's at least 1,000 people who are not watching the entire game. They're at least watching the Philly special. Guaranteed. You should put that out on the poll. How many people have watched the Eagles Super Bowl in the last 24 hours? That would be a really good indicator of where this city really lies.
That's amazing, dude. That's amazing. You would do the Sophie's choice.
Because this is what I'm realizing is, because football, there's so much built into it each game. And every other sport does not have that same feeling. So when it comes to football, each week, as soon as Sunday's over or Monday's over, what are we doing, Ant? We're talking about the next team. We're talking about our players. Like when baseball happens, you know, the Phillies have a 5-game losing slump. We know, this guy's got to hit better. The pitching. But in football, you got guys like last season, we saw nobody's come out of nowhere who were doing great things for us. Football is, each week, the dynamic sport that just drags us in. So I'm going to continue to watch the Super Bowl. I love all of my sports. But, yes, Sophie's choice, hands down, I got to do it, Ant. If you're giving me the option, I'm going with football because I can.
Because I can.
That's awesome. Wow. The Sophie's choice, he takes football. And again, we're talking in my opinion, there's two great times of the year. There's two equinoxes, right? There's the October equinox, football, NFL, college, the start of hockey, the start of the NBA, World Series. Then you got the other sports equinox, which is now, which is tournament, baseball, NHL, NBA playoffs, Masters. These are the two greatest times of the year. And he says, I'll do without all the other sports if you give me football. You have none of the other sports.
They don't come back.
They don't come back.
But I'm guaranteed football starts on time.
Correct. You're guaranteed not just it starts on time, you're guaranteed to have it. And you're going to have to do without the other sports for 5 years.
Oh, 5 years? Oh, my God.
5 years of no other sports.
I'm not doing it.
But you get football.
No, I'm not doing it.
And college.
No, I'm not doing it. Right. No, I agree with everything that's Chris saying about how much football matters, but that's what, September through February? So you're telling me I have to go March to September every year with nothing for 5 years? No, I can't do that.
All right.
I'd rather take the risk. Now, if you ask me just this year, because I think basketball and hockey are not coming back, do I give up 100 baseball games?
How about I make it more fair? What if I say no basketball, no hockey for another calendar year. So you don't have it until the 21-22 season.
But I get baseball still?
No baseball.
Well, you said hockey and football.
Well, but basketball. Again, I mean, like, basketball and hockey are almost over. So all of next year's dead, and all of baseball's dead this season.
I still don't think I can do it. I can't give up, you know, three-fourths of my sports and basically three, you know, almost three-fourths of my calendar year. No, I'm not doing it.
How about if I said to you, you could have the other sports play, but no football?
Oh, my God. For how long?
So you got all the other sports, but you don't have football.
How long?
Same thing.
1 year?
Yeah, basically, you know, basically, right, yeah, about a year and a half, year and change.
Are the Flyers still good?
Yeah, no, it's like the current landscape.
Are the Sixers still going to be talkable, even though they are so frustrating?
Yeah, it's the current landscape.
Do the Phillies still have Joe Girardi?
The current landscape.
I'll do it.
So you would get rid of football. Wow.
It pains me to say it, but it's like the Super Bowl. Would you give up, you know, 10 years or for one good year?
But this is actually real.
Yeah, I know. But, like, baseball returns this year, hockey and NBA, I get their playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it.
But you can't have football.
I'll do it.
All right.
It pains me. It pains me, but I get three out of the four.
All right, well, that's the question.
Football may be number one, but three out of the four is better than just one and then missing from February, because it's February 4th is the Super Bowl, or that first weekend. All of February, pretty much, through September, of no sports, I can't do that.
Yeah, it's interesting because the way I phrased it, Chris was like completely the opposite way.
Right. No, he really is. But now that if I think about it, so baseball ends in November, right? World Series ends in November or late October. You get basketball and hockey in November. So I may be missing a week of no sports. Whereas I would be missing from February until September. That's 7 months. I can't do that.
All right. There you go.
Maybe another poll.
Well, we got a couple polls off of this.
We got one up right now.
We got several polls.
And the results are fascinating.
One from yesterday?
No, the one from this morning.
I want the one from yesterday.
I'll give you that as well. So come up, we got a couple polls. A couple Marvin E. Cannes polls.
All right, let's do this. Coming up, we had a poll yesterday because we went through yesterday was awesome. We did the Battle Royal of the 93 Phillies, the 01 Sixers, the 97 Flyers, and the 04 Eagles. The battle of close. And, I'm dying to find out who won. And then we did the Cousin Joey came in with a haymaker of the 08 Phillies versus the 17 Eagles. Which team did you love? Which did you love more? Even you said Eagles, but when I asked you about beloved players, you had more Phillies than Eagles. You went Malcolm.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah.
That was a tough question. We're you're making my brain think too much.
Yeah,
it's good. It's keeping us up on our skates.
I got more of these types of questions. So we got to dive deep into it. We got a couple open lines if you want to chime in. It's 610-632-0975. All day, this is the topic about missing sports. This is what we do. So it's all about missing the games. And would you do the Sophie's Choice? Football or the other three? Oh, that's tough, dude. That's tough. It's Cuz Radio with the Chudas right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back. Cuz Radio with the Chunas. All right, let's check all these polls and then we'll get back to the phones. Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating and Air Conditioning. Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cairns can. With up to $2,800 rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system, visit MarvinEcairns.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system.
All right, so we'll start with the first from yesterday, which was, what was your favorite team of the four that fell short but we loved so much? The options, the 93 Phils, the 97 Flyers, the 01 Sixers, and the 04 Eagles. This was about 20 hours of polling, right? So there's a lot of votes here. The 2004 Eagles actually came in second.
Wow!
It was the 93 Phillies that came out of nowhere and won.
Get the hell out of here.
31.7% of the vote.
Wow, the Phillies were in third place.
Yep, and they jumped
we
everyone.
We got off the air.
The 04 Eagles, 30.1% of the vote. The Sixers, the 01 Sixers, 28.8%. And the 97 Flyers, 9.4%.
So Sixers was close, my God.
Yep. But it was kind of my theory was correct, is that the Phillies had the lowest amount of expectations. And they got to the World Series, and because we had the one caller that said, listen, they epitomized Philadelphia, right? It was the gritty, the beer belly guys. So I think that's why that was the number one. But the 04 Eagles, I was surprised how close they came.
Dude, that's amazing. 31.7 to 30.7 to 28.8.
Yep, that close. I mean, still going. You still have 2 hours left. So, I mean, that could change. So we'll update that one.
Let's hear it. That's good. Let's go. I like that.
And then the poll from this morning, that it sort of went off of what you talked about in the beginning. This past Saturday, we reached 1 month without sports. What did you / do you miss the most? And the options, Flyers playoffs, Sixers playoffs, start of the 2020 Phillies, the NCAA tournament / the Masters.
Right.
Flyers playoffs, majority of the vote. 32.6%.
That's a big deal, dude.
Everybody was behind that team.
That's a big deal. That says something, man.
But I'm still surprised with how low it is. And the reason why I say that...
32%? Nah.
All right, so let me continue. So the NCAA tournament / the Masters was 26.8%. That came in second.
That is a shock.
So listen to this.
Shock.
Start of the 2020 Phillies in third at 20.7. And the Sixers playoffs came in last at 19.5%. I still thought that was too many votes for the Sixers. I thought there'd be more for the Flyers.
Oh, my God.
Optimism with the Sixers.
Okay, I'm stunned. I still thought, Flyers 1, Sixers 2, Phillies 3, NCAA tournament, Masters 4.
I'm actually...
It's still early, though.
Yeah, of course.
Let's just go for
it. I mean, this poll is 800 votes in 22 minutes. So, I mean, there's going to be more. I'm actually not shocked with the way it was voted. I am. But I'm surprised.
The Masters, dude, historically in this town... We, as much as we're geeks like you and I, and we got our core people, our sports geeks, we're watching you know, all the tournament games, and we're watching the Masters. Most people, listen, most people are like Chris Yardley. Hey, football, if it ain't football, I'm not freaking out.
Right.
And the tournament doesn't always do well here.
Yeah, and it's because it's not local.
And that's with Villanova being great.
Yes. And it's also not local, right? It's Flyers is Philadelphia. Sixers is Philadelphia. Phillies is Philadelphia. But the Masters and the NCAA tournament, unless you have a Philadelphia school, you have no ties.
Right. Well, first of all, it's golf tournaments. How many people are really? I like it. There's a part of the subculture that likes it. But, I mean, really, like, you know, that's not hitting the masses.
Right.
You know, you're not Port Richmond going, oh, I love I miss the Masters. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm not even the biggest golf fan. But I like it. I like the majors. The tournament, again, I mean, I love the tournament, but I'm shocked. I'm stunned, actually, it's got that many votes.
I'm not, because the Sixers had no optimism behind them. And the start of the 2020 Philly season.
The Phillies are second?
Phillies are third. The tournament second. Flyers is first.
No, but even the Phillies at 20%. It's a big number.
It is a big number. People were excited for this year.
Yeah.
New coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually had two valuable starting pitchers, two guys you could rely on.
That's a big deal, dude. Big deal. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Let's go to Andrew. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Anthony, how you doing today?
What's going on, my brother? How you holding up?
Not much, brother. Hey, first time, long time. Wanted to just tell you, this whole non-sports thing for the past month has completely changed the way I look, do things and when I was working and everything. It messes me up because, like, I'm a cyclical guy. I have the things that you do through the year.
Right.
You watch your sports, you know, Flyers, Sixers. You got the tournament, Masters, all. You know, just hearing your poll, if I had to pick one right now, I went to more Flyers games this year than I've gone in the past 15 years, so I'm going to say the Flyers would be first. Then I'd put that tournament in the Masters second, and then probably, you know, Phils and Sixers after that.
So what have you been doing over the past month to take your mind off of, like, in place of sports?
Fortunately, I got kids, so I've been playing with my girls.
Yeah.
Staying focused at work.
Right.
You know, they're a good age, so I can have fun with them. And that's it. You know, like, you don't watch so much TV, and I've been trying not to watch the bad news, the terrible news.
It's right.
Because
it's
put it out of sight, you know.
Right, How nuts, Andrew? Think about it. You're right. Because, listen, you're not different from me in that, you know, I got the two kids like you do. You play with your kids. Like, I'm, like, cooking and doing stuff like that and hanging out with the kids. And you're right, you can only watch so much TV. But isn't it just a weird existence?
It is, but I kind of liken it, and I think probably roughly the same age. When you were a kid, you get your bike, you had 50 cents, a couple bucks in your pocket, you'd be gone for the day, right? You
didn't
have TV.
Yes.
You weren't watching sports. You didn't care. You were gone. Your parents might be home for dinner, right? Everything else was on you. So I liken it to that because you didn't have all these amenities. But you guys made a perfect example about, you know, they have sticks. Like, you know, we got Netflix, we got everything. So we're in this good time of our lives where we have the technology. But ultimately, I do miss sports. It's so part of my life. For the years I've been, I'm blessed. I finally got to see the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's just short of having kids. That's like the greatest thing ever.
Right. So, Andrew, I got to ask you this. Would you do the Sophie's Choice?
Yeah, I don't even, you know, Eagles. Forget it. Sorry.
Oh, that's sorry. Awesome.
I got to pick one. Bird.
Oh, you got it, man. Oh, first. My God, Andrew, that's
all right.
Great.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, what a great call, brother. Be careful, man. God bless the family, buddy. Take it easy. How about that? He didn't even hesitate at the Sophie's Choice.
I guess that's the other poll we have to put up. I can't do it. I'd rather miss 2 weeks of no sports than 9 months. You would have 9 months. I get you have football. Football's king, but you go 9 months of no sports.
I mean, the two callers we've had so far, Chris and Andrew, your namesake, both went, it's not even close.
All right, at 975 middays, another poll's going up.
We got multiples. We're poll plentiful.
It's a Tuesday poll day.
Yeah, but they're very interesting. I'll tell you one thing. If I'm the Sixers, I'm disturbed by that poll.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
They got less votes than regular season baseball. Like you said, two tournaments that don't really grab the masses. And then the Flyers, obviously, because the Flyers you had optimism for.
Right.
Coming in last? How about that?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.